For many parents, there's a distinct moment when it hits you. It's not just about you anymore. It's about making sure the people you love are taken care of, no matter what the future holds. And for a lot of people, that's exactly what gets them thinking about life insurance. If you've been putting it off because you think it's too complicated, life insurance through Ethos is designed to change that. Ethos makes the process of getting covered fast and easy by moving it 100% online. There are no medical exams. Applicants just answer a few simple health questions. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies starting as low as $30 a month. It's a straightforward way to help provide financial security for your family. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
I think the Boston Celtics are operating from an ownership situation. New owners, they're looking at how we can be profitable, and I think without having your own arena, they're not going to be profitable, as profitable as they need to be. And I think you have to come off some of that salary. They're paying a lot of money. Derek White makes big money as well. I mean, think about the guys they got rid of. They got rid of Holiday. He was making 30-plus million. I mean, Al Horford was making 15, 20 million. I mean, so they came off some guys that's making big money to try to make this thing work. So hopefully they get it done. I want to see those guys finish it out. I think they got one more chip in them.
Unfortunately, they don't have one more chip in them. That was Antoine Walker with fellow Odyssey host Zach Gelb talking about the Celtics' need for
Odyssey,
an arena.
Odyssey A-U-D.
Yes,
A-U-D-A-Z-Y. Not Odyssey that we were just talking about.
Nope.
O-D-Y.
Correct. Yeah. That is Homer's Odyssey. This is A-U-D-A-C-Y, like the Odyssey app, which you can download and listen to the show. Anywhere you go, you can take it with you. It's free. You can even listen to Red Sox games on it. It's kind of nice. But so that was Antoine Walker talking about the Celtics' need for their own arena. And we talked about it a little bit earlier. Like, this is kind of one, it has to be one of the goals for Bill Chisholm at this point, to find a way to get his own arena and to start really kind of turning this into a very profitable position. And I think that's one of the reasons you probably see him shedding money. Is like, okay, we're going to need to pay for this arena. We can't be also paying, you know, two max guys and then getting into second aprons and penalties and all that stuff.
Well, I mean, we kind of knew that when he bought the team. I mean, that was one of the big things that we had talked about, Chom and Mego, I feel like forever. When whoever was buying the team, even before he bought it, we talked about they're going to want a new arena anyways. Yeah. You know, like, that's really how, like, and we might have been talking about this off air, but the two ways that you make money in sports when you own a franchise, generally through the TV deals, which are already set in place, right? You figure out what those are, and then you get the TV deals. And the other ones, isn't it ticket sales for your home games? So when you start to look at if you're buying a basketball team, you already know what the TV money's going to be. Now we're talking about 41 home games that I can make money off of, ticket sales, merchandise, all that stuff that goes into the people filling up the arena night in and night out. We talk about that with John Henry. Night in and night out, people are going there. Regardless if you're a Red Sox fan or whether you're the fan of the opposing team, you're spending money on those tickets, you're buying hot dogs, you're buying drinks, you're buying merch. Like, that's because you own your own arena. Whoever bought this team, and we talked about it, like, that's the number one goal. You're not going to spend $6 billion to be renting out an arena and have to then pay money to, you know, to lease at the TD Garden. It just don't make sense.
I just have a lot of questions about how it would work out for the Celtics building a new arena in the city, because, like, what works for the Bruins is that they have their own games to sell.
Yep.
They have the Celtics as tenants, and then they can do all the other events around there, whether it's mm-hmm. like a Bluey live concert,
whatever it is,
or Sabrina Carpenter, right, or whatever. Can you have two of those sort of venues in the city where each team plays in one and doesn't rent it out to anybody else, because the Bruins will lose the Celtics as tenants? And then, is it just the Celtics in that building? There's no WNBA team, even if that would only supply a small amount of revenue.
There'll be shows.
I keep reading this whole summer about how many groups are folding their tours and how this blue dot fever is what they call it, because people are looking at places like Ticketmaster and whatever, and they're saying, I'm not paying $120 to see somebody who was famous in 1997. Like, these prices are ridiculous.
But there's still a shows. That's the thing. Like, there's the Celtics arena, and guess what? There's the Red Sox stadium. Those are in the same city, and those have shows. You know,
shows at Gillette. I know it's a little farther away.
And I don't want to say night in.
It's different sizes of acts.
Yeah,
though.
True.
But I don't want to say night in and night out. But I mean, what's Fenway hold? 35,000?
I don't know.
It's something along.
Sounds about it, right?
And the Celtics might hold, like, I don't know, 22 or something.
Fenway holds 37,000.
Right.
Does that include for concerts though?
No, but
I mean,
they,
whatever.
Yeah, but they'll. But my point is that if you built your own arena for the Celtics, you would obviously get your 41 nights for basketball, but then you'll get those other shows and concerts. Like, granted, there might be more locations, but hey, guess what? Chris Brown is in Gillette. Maybe he does his tour at the Celtics arena. And then, no, you said Noah Kahan is at Fenway. Like, so
yep.
You'll get...
All this week.
Yeah, so you'll get...
Are you going?
People.
Not currently, but Greg said he'd take me, so right. I got to text Greg and see.
What nights are the shows?
Tonight, tomorrow, and then Friday, Saturday, I believe.
Well, you got to jump on that, yeah, then.
And you see, the thing with concerts, Mago, and you should know this, you love music, you're a music person. Chris Brown just had a concert at Fenway maybe 2 years ago. Like, those artists, they know in order for them to make money, they have to constantly be on tour. So you'll have Noah Kahan here at Fenway Park, and guess what? Maybe in 2 years he'll be at Gillette. Like, so, like, he needs to continue. That's because that's where the money is in music. The money is not in record sales. It's in touring. So adding another stadium, Chisholm looks at it and goes, oh, we're going to get our 41 nights, plus we'll be able to fill this up whenever we host other events. Like, that's not going to be the issue. The issue becomes they probably make the bulk of their money for home games, the same way the Celtics and the Red Sox do it. But you can't, as an owner of a professional sports team, go, how can we make money and spend money when we're having to do all this, and now we're also spending money for the building that we're playing in?
Yeah, I would like the Celtics to do whatever makes them the most profitable so that they can extend themselves for the best players.
And definitely. That's owning
so
your own arena.
In the short term, if that means that there's a crunch because they're trying to break ground on an arena or decide on a site or something, if for the next 25 years that means that they can be a team that spends in the top 3 to 5 teams, like, fine, whatever. Those financials for me as a basketball watcher and fan are just way above my head.
But how long is that wait? But how long is that wait, though?
I don't know, because they have a 10-year lease with the Bruins.
No, you could break the lease, but let's say they find a place.
I don't know how long it takes if you say, hey, we're going to break ground right next to South Station. We have this parcel of land. I don't know how long that development takes for a project that size.
This is where the issue could become. This is where it could become a bigger problem. right? Let's say they do that. So if they break the lease, then that means that's more money they have to pay to get out of the lease. Mm-hmm. Now if they're breaking ground to build a stadium, that's more money they have to build a stadium. That Jason Tatum window is closing and closing and closing.
Oh, it becomes shut.
Right? So, because if you're saying, well, we can't spend money for the next 4 or 5 years because it's going to take 4 or 5 years for this new arena to open up, now Jason Tatum's 33, 34 years old. Now you're trying to find out who the next Jason Tatum is to now build this stuff.
That's that 2031 pick.
For many parents, there's a distinct moment when it hits you. It's not just about you anymore. It's about making sure the people you love are taken care of, no matter what the future holds. And for a lot of people, that's exactly what gets them thinking about life insurance. If you've been putting it off because you think it's too complicated, life insurance through Ethos is designed to change that. Ethos makes the process of getting covered fast and easy by moving it 100% online. There are no medical exams. Applicants just answer a few simple health questions. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies starting as low as $30 a month. It's a straightforward way to help provide financial security for your family. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Let's go to Dan in Boston. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I think what I was saying is that an expert, when Bill Chisholm bought the team, an arena expert came on CNBC and told the viewers that the Celtics are a great franchise, but they overpaid because they have poor arena economics. They don't get any concessions at all at TD Garden. They're just tenants. I don't think they pay a lot of rent, but they don't get any concessions. So those concessions could go towards salaries, could go towards a lot more capital improvements. And they are going to have, you know, they're one of the very few basketball or any franchise that does not own their own stadium.
Yeah, I thanks for the call.
They're not the only one. I mean, the Lakers technically don't own their own arena. Yeah. Crypto.
Well, the new owners don't, right? Yeah. Is what you're talking about. Yeah
it's
owners.
Owned by like the entertainment group.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. they're in an unusual position in that they rent from the owner from Delaware North. But they're not the only team in the NBA that don't own their own arena. There's also a lot of arenas that are like a public-private partnership with the local, which, again, is that like something it's a foregone conclusion to us that the owners of the Celtics can just go out and establish an arena in the city. This, as we've seen in the past, that's not something that's always easy to do in the city of Boston.
But do you think that the whoever, because didn't the person who bought the Lakers, didn't they pay like $10 billion, or wasn't it something crazy like that?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Yes.
Right? So do you believe that they're going to be like, or we're just going to stay here?
You think they're going to get out of the crypto?
Of course they are.
The crypt?
Yeah, of course they're going to. Because It doesn't make sense.
Is crypto still a thing? Like, is that even still popular?
I don't
want phone calls on that. Yeah. Please don't ask that question.
Because, Mego, it doesn't make sense, right? To the caller's point, concessions is one part of it, right?
Right.
Concessions is, it's ticket sales too. Like, how much of the ticket sales are you actually getting if you're the Celtics? You think the Bruins are just like going, oh, don't worry about it.
How about merch? Where does the merch go?
Like, the Bruins,
the pro shop.
The Bruins owners that own the actual building, they're getting every single piece of that, right? Their fingerprints are all over that. If you're an owner of a team who just spent $6 or $10 billion, you don't want nobody else's sticky hands on your money. You don't want to have to say, okay, we get $10, but guess what? Now we have to give $3 to this person, so we're only walking away with $7.
I mean, it could be super nice if they built a place that was like the Chase Center. It's like a brand new building just for basketball. Like that, I just don't, this is all way above my head in terms of how long that takes, how much money that takes, how that works with the local government, which can be really stubborn about projects like that around here.
No, I get that. And that's why I think that the part of it is like dependent on who buys the team, right? So if you don't got, if somebody who comes in and buys the team, I know they were talking like Bezos, somebody who has like FU money, like stupid buku cash.
Yeah.
And says, you know what? We'll write the check for our players. We'll write the check to get out of the lease. And we'll write the check for the building the new arena because I know I'm going to hold on to this asset for the next 25, 30 years. And it's going to be something that is going to give me stupid money.
Generational cash.
So you got to come in with that mindset, right? But you got to have a lot of money to do that. If this guy's penny pinching, then you're seeing exactly what you get. We as fans are going to go, well, wait a second. If it's going to take you 5 years and your investments in building a new arena, paying to get out of a lease, now the Jason Tatum window is going to basically go, you know, we're going to be like, what is this team they're building around them? And now we got to wait till the next Jason Tatum or the next guy that you get, the young up-and-coming superstar, that you can say, all right, we are now back in the mix. Because that's what we had to do with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. That's Wiggy, Mego. I'm Sean, filling in for Greg this morning. Real quick, before we hit a break, Josh, let's open the Window World of Boston weather window, please. It's currently 65 degrees out and raining here in the city of Boston. It's going to be raining basically all day and into the evening. The high today only in the high 60s here, around 67. So if you're going outside, make sure to bring an umbrella. And that's the Window World of Boston weather window.
How the hell does it go from 95 degrees for 4 days straight? Look, and this is why when people are like, oh, New England's so great. No, when we had such beautiful hot, because I love the hot weather.
I like the hot weather, too.
Now it's
New England is mental. Like, it goes
so
all
crazy
the
with the weather.
Yeah, maybe that's a question we'll have to ask Curtis when he comes back, because I'm just the fill-in weather guy.
When
just
is
tell
that?
You
like 3 weeks from now?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, who knows?
Well, you better get on him.
Might take another month vacation.
There you go.
Who knows? We'll be right back here on the Greg Hill Show. It's Wiggy, Mego, and Sean.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing! Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.